The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good day and good evening, good morning to everyone. And it's a funny thing to be sharing here and now with different time zones and different places. It's a wonderful way that here can be at different time zones, or now can be at different time zones at the same time. Something like that. I think it's maybe useful to think that human beings are using their imagination all the time, and imagination is more subtle than flights of fantasy, and but rather it's the little images that we have of what's going to happen, what did happen. Imaginings, when we imagine people, when we meet them, we imagine things about them. We imagine what's going to happen tomorrow. And sometimes these imaginings are detrimental. They undermine us, especially if they are kind of frightening or disturbing imaginations that we do over and over and over again. They kind of slowly kind of begin to create a mood, a disposition, and almost maybe sometimes even a personality by the constancy of what we imagine. And so meditation practice is certainly a wonderful time to learn how to put down some of the imaginings that we do. So when we let go of thoughts, we are also letting go of imaginations. And when we come back into the present moment, we're letting go of what we imagine or assume will be tomorrow or other times, other places. But we can also use imagination to give us a kind of a little edge, a little clarity about oomph, to stay here, be present, ride this out. And, so I've used lots of analogies over time, and these analogies are all acts of imagination. Gives us a sense, a feeling for a kinesthetic, an association that can give a better sense of what it means like to stay with something continuously than if the instructions are, okay, sit down and stay with your breath and don't leave it. But this idea of riding a scooter and every time that your mind wanders off, we push back into the present moment, and then we coast along on the present moment until we need to kind of come back again and push again. Or if we're staying with the breathing, the imagination that we are, it's like waves, and as I've done frequently, or like we're surfing on the waves. The in-breath is the lifting us up and on the wave, and then the out-breath, we're surfing the front of it, going down. Or maybe not surfing, just simply kind of gently being lifted and falling. When my son was quite small, had trouble sleeping, I sometimes had him imagine that he was an otter floating on its back to sleep at night on the top of a wonderful, peaceful sea with the kelp forest all around underneath, and that the gentle kind of swells would come up and down, and that with his breathing, he was the otter that was being lifted and settled, with each wave. And generally, then, after a while, he'd fall asleep. And so all these little acts of imagination that, not to put us asleep here, but to encourage us to stay here, this is what it's like. So as I said yesterday, the Buddha gave one for breath meditation, which is that of a lathe worker, holding the lathe knife, I guess, or the chisel, against the wood that's going around in the lathe. And in order to cut the wood properly, the chisel has to be in continuous contact with the wood. That's how it chisels away. And so I guess this idea of a lathe turning around and around was the Buddha's analogy for the cycles of in-breath and out-breath. And the awareness somehow is like the chisel, where the kind of the point of awareness is really centered someplace with the breathing, and then it doesn't leave. It just stays there, and stays connected to this, goes around and around. And if that kind of image doesn't mean much for you, an image that when I was in college, I took a massage course, and the instruction was that if we had to get more oil to put on more, for the massage, to continue with the massage, to never lose physical contact with the person getting the massage. So you have to always keep one hand on this, touching the person's arm or something as you reach for that oil and put it on your hand. And so this idea of always staying in touch and contact. And contact and touch, I interpret to be the physicality of breathing, the physical experience. Just stay there with your chisel, or stay there with your hand. Stay there on the waves riding up and down. So don't be busy with all those images, but these are images that can be used. One of them maybe speaks to you. And if using the image is better than the alternative, meaning that you're less likely to wander off into thoughts and imaginations which are not supportive for you, then stay with the image until the image no longer is needed and you're able to stay there with the breathing. So taking a meditation posture and gently closing your eyes. And even saying the word gently, closing your eyes, and I hadn't thought about it, but also evokes the imagination, the idea of gentling. And maybe it has value that travels beyond just the eyes. And then sitting quietly and gentling the body. Shifting gears so that you are settling down into your body, your embodied experience. And taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Big swells, big waves that lift you up, expand you. And then down the other side of the wave as you exhale, relaxing your body. And letting your breathing return to normal. And then softening, relaxing parts of your body. And as each part of your body relax, imagine it's becoming soft like a cotton ball. Relaxing the muscles of the face. Softening the shoulders. And softening the belly. And also as you exhale, softening the mind. Quieting the mind. Stilling the mind into a soft place. And if any part of your body, mind, feels hard, brittle, maybe it's your awareness, which is like a soft cotton ball that gently supports or holds whatever is hard, challenging. And then to settle into the body's experience of breathing. And feeling the sensations, physical sensations that come into play as you breathe. The sensations of inhale are different than the sensations of exhaling. And then settling in to stay with the sensations of breathing in some continuity, like you would a chisel against the bowl being lathed, or like the continuous contact of the waves as one floats on one's back on the gentle swells of the ocean, lifting up and lifting down. Or the continuous stroke of a masseuse as we receive a massage from the inside, as the lungs expand and contract, as the diaphragm pushes and releases. Settling in gently, steadily. See if you can have continuity with the breathing. Letting the thinking mind become quieter, softer, stiller. So the center of gravity of attention shifts from thinking to breathing. As if breathing is the center of the universe. As if breathing is home for these minutes that we're meditating. riding the waves of breathing, letting go of imaginary futures, imaginary other places. The imagination of things which are not here and now. And to use the imagination instead to be intimate with our lived experience of here. Allowing yourself to feel whatever satisfaction or gladness that comes from not being lost in thought so much, not perpetuating thoughts which are undermine you, trouble you. Glad to be intimate here and now. Perhaps even allowing yourself to feel the joy of just being alive, breathing. Just content, sitting here, breathing, feeling, embodying yourself. The more that we are preoccupied in thought, distracted by thinking, the more that we're lost in imagination, the less in touch we are with others. The less we are distracted, the less we're preoccupied, the better what's best in us can come forth to meet other people. Love, gratitude, compassion, friendliness, all shine, all flow most easily, most manifest when we are not distracted, not preoccupied, when we are present for others. That's the vehicle, that's the channels by which our positive attitudes manifest. And may it be that to whatever degree that you're more settled, more intimate with yourself, calmer, clearer from this meditation, may that register for you. May you take that in, feel that, and imagine how you can stay this way or stay close to it so that your warmth for others can be palpable, expressed. Your love, your compassion, your kindness can better flow. And may it be that what you learn about being non-distracted supports you in greater goodwill for the people around you, known and unknown, strangers and intimates. May it be that what you learn through this practice is a means by which you live a life that betters the life of others in small ways, in big ways, in intentional ways and unintentional ways. May the benefit and the merit of our practice together be for the welfare and the support of all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free.